President Trump has lashed out against his own Justice Department for how the agency has handled his travel ban, and the president has lambasted the former FBI Director James Comey. As a result, Republican voters' attitudes towards the FBI appear to be growing more negative, at least in Texas, where a poll found 35% of Republican voters view the agency unfavorably. Here's NPR's Wade Goodwin.
The Joint University of Texas, Texas Tribune poll had a sample of 1,200 registered Texas voters. While conservatives and Southern conservatives in particular have long been fans of law enforcement generally, the poll showed the political controversies in Washington, D.C. appear to be driving a wedge between Texas Republicans and the FBI.
I think all of this reflects the fact that almost everything connected with Donald Trump being in the White House right now is falling into an intensely partisan field.
Jim Henson is the director of the Texas Politics Project at the University of Texas, which designed and analyzed the poll.
Only 43% of Republicans said that they had a favorable view of the FBI. And interestingly enough, 22% of Republicans said that they didn't really have an opinion, a kind of reservation of judgment.
While 35% of Republican voters gave a thumbs down to the FBI, that number was less by half among Texas Democrats. Just 15% of Democrats disapprove, with a 51% approval rate. But for Texas Republicans who remain overwhelmingly loyal to President Trump, Henson says the president's Twitter attacks on the special counsel, the Justice Department and the FBI appear to be shaping his base's opinions.
It means one more institution is the subject of a real crisis in faith in the general public. And that deep state phrase has become something that seemed like it began as a metaphor, but it now is being thought of very literally as defining the nature of national political institutions. And I think it is worrisome.
And welcome to Hannity, and this is a Fox News alert. The deep state targets President Trump in a huge act of retribution.
The left and the deep state are thrashing about now. They're fighting as hard as they can.
This anti-conservative, anti-Trump pattern is very deep, and that's what the deep state's all about.
For Sean Hannity, Lou Dobbs, and Newt Gingrich, it's self-evident that federal agencies are populated primarily by partisan Democrats secretly engaged in sabotaging Republicans. This is the so-called deep state, and the Justice Department and the FBI are no longer exempt from conservative suspicions.
Well, the Obama administration politicized the Justice Department more fully than any administration I've seen in my lifetime.
James Dickey is the chairman of the Texas Republican Party. Speaking from his cell phone at Reagan National Airport in Washington, D.C., Dickey says even before the phrase deep state came into vogue, there's long been a feeling among Republicans that government employees are in the bag for the Democrats.
Unfortunately, for far too long, careerists in government have been inclined to be for one side and against the other.
You know, it's uncommon to see such misgivings for a federal agency like the FBI, particularly of a party that prides itself on sort of law and order, and that did surprise me, yes.
Bill Miller is a veteran political consultant who's helped elect high-level Republican clients in Texas from governor on down. Miller blames fired FBI Director James Comey for the distrust on both sides of the aisle.
Absolutely, there are trust issues. And if you read it any other way, you'd be crazy. I mean, if you look at Rick Perry, he won re-election to governor with 39% of the vote. So here's 35% saying they don't trust the FBI. That tells you a lot.
With just one poll of Texas voters, it's impossible to gauge to what extent the numbers are representative nationally. But if these Texas poll numbers are indeed a glimpse into Republicans' feelings around the country, do they pose a political threat to the FBI's ability to do its job? Pulitzer Prize and National Book Award-winning author Tim Weiner doesn't think so. Weiner's books include histories of the CIA and the FBI.
No, I don't. The FBI has investigated presidents before. It investigated Richard Nixon. It investigated Ronald Reagan's national security team in the Iran-Contra case. It famously investigated Bill Clinton for years. So this isn't their first rodeo.
The FBI declined to comment for this story, but by polarizing against the FBI and tweeting that Robert Mueller's investigation is a, quote, witch hunt led by bad people, the president is clearly building political capital with his base. It's political capital he may have to spend if he decides to fire the special counsel. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.